residential school system that may be distressing to some listeners. The Indian Residential School Survivor Society operates a 24-hour crisis line to support survivors and families across the country at 1-800-721-0066. September 30th marks National Truth and Reconciliation Day in Canada. The day was made a national statutory holiday in 2021 following the discovery of the remains of 215 children on the grounds of Kamloops Indian Residential School in May of that year. It is a day that honors the survivors of the residential school system, as well as those that never returned home from the ordeal. It also gives us the time to reflect on the violent colonial history of this country and how that informs our present. The goal of the network of Canadian government-funded religious schools was to assimilate Indigenous children by removing them from their own culture. Estimates suggest that 150,000 Indigenous children attended these schools, and attendees had an extremely high mortality rate and were subject to practices designed to strip them of their cultural heritage. Only in October of 2022 did the Canadian government recognize this as genocide. The hunt for truth about residential schools is still ongoing. Just this past week, an investigation into unmarked graves and the death of children at residential schools found 15 potential grave sites on the grounds of former Chutla Residential School in Carcross. CJLO!
For CJLO News, I'm Nicholas Phillipson. The United Auto Workers strike against the Detroit 3, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis has entered its third week, with strikes expected to continue at Ford and GM plants across the country, with an expansion to plants in Chicago and Lansing, Michigan. A deal was reached with Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler, avoiding an expanded walkout. The union is demanding wage increases and guaranteed benefits, including pensions, and an end to hiring temporary workers as the automakers try to cut costs as they transition to producing electric vehicles. The number of striking workers has reached 25,000 people across 20 states. Conservative Premier of Alberta Danielle Smith has threatened to use the Sovereignty Act to push back against Ottawa's plans for a net-zero power grid by 2035. Her announcement came after the provincial electricity operators said the province would face blackouts if the legislation was passed, as the province relies heavily on natural gas as a baseline for generation. The Alberta Sovereignty within the United Canada Act of 2022, quote, defends Alberta's interests by giving the province a legal framework to push back on federal laws or policies that negatively impact the province. Premier Smith has said that she intends to use it as a last resort if negotiations with the federal government break down. In Ottawa, Federal Minister of Environment and Climate Change Stephen Guilbeault disagrees with the province's assertion that the clean energy regulations will cause blackouts 12 years from now, calling it misinformation. In local news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Quebec Premier François Legault were in Montreal on Thursday to announce the construction of a multi-billion dollar electric vehicle battery manufacturing plant 30 kilometers east of the city. The Swedish battery giant Northvolt will be able to produce batteries for 1 million vehicles each year, Trudeau said, and announced a joint investment with Quebec in the factory of $2.7 billion. Quebec leaders are calling it the largest private investment in the province's history and is projected to add $1.6 billion into the Canadian economy each year. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hello, you're listening to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. This week we're doing a show based on the Aries full moon. We're going to start it off with a very fiery Aries song called I Love Playing with Fire by the Runaways.
Fire, I'll satisfy your mad desire. trying to tell me what to do. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do. I look in the eyes of the savage girl, fall deep in love in the underworld. Raw power is showed up from a runner to you. Shoulder from a runner to you. Raw power got a healing hand. Raw power can destroy a man. Raw power is a morning soul. Got a son called rock and roll. Raw power, honey, just won't quit. Raw power, I can feel it. Raw power, honey, can't be beat. Get up, baby, and kiss my feet. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do. Don't you try to tell me what to do. Everybody always trying to tell me what to do. Don't you try to tell me what to do. My power's got no plan to go. Power, honey, it don't
Population Du are back with Electron Libre du Québec, their sophomore album showcasing once again their sharp sense of songcraft and an undeniable expertise in their instruments. Effortlessly maintaining a balance between challenging compositions and instantly memorable melodies, Electron Libre du Québec delivers a heavy psychedelic rock with feverish funk rhythms, flowing free with a hint of jazz philosophy, a burst of early punk energy, and a love of minor scales that harkens back to the roots of heavy metal. Population 2's release show will take place on Thursday, October 5th at La Sala Rosa. Tickets are available now at bonsound.com and casadelpoplo.com. Electron Libre du Québec is out October 6th on LP and all streaming platforms.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
CJLO, so cool, we're from the future.
Welcome back to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. So we just played Desire Be, Desire Go by Tame Impala, Raw Power by The Stooges before that, and I Love Playing With Fire by The Runaways to start off the show. We're doing a Aries Full Moon themed playlist today. Next up, we have Milestones by Miles Davis, an Aries. During full moons, you're kind of just like reaping the harvest of what you've been working on in the Aries part of your chart. So it's an aptly named song for kind of like digesting what you've accomplished. So here's Milestones.
Thank you. Thank you. JLO.
1690. You're listening to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. So we're doing a Aries Full Moon show this week. So that last song was Speed Trials by Elliot Smith. Pick that one because it's a little bit of a complicated full moon with the ruler of it being in the opposite sign. So it's kind of like this trial period with this Ariesness right now. And then before that, we had Freaking Out the Neighborhood by Mac DeMarco and Milestones by Miles Davis before. Next we're going to play a local artist called Berries. This song is called The Pursuit of Happiness.
Warrior, trading my guns for a knife. I'm light as a feather since I confessed to my mother. Couldn't go further. Wearing the boots of my father. Yes, I can do better. 'Cause my name is not Robert. Is not Robert.
That you
potential to pick me up. And I want you to use it. Blast the music. Bang it, bite it, bruise it. Whenever you want to begin, we don't have to go back to where we've been. I am the woman who wants you to win, and I've been waiting for you.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
All good beginnings. Need some variation. Tune into REVC with me, Maxwell. It's something different every week. Every Thursday at 3 on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO.
Welcome back to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. So we're doing an Aries full moon themed show today. There's like this dichotomy between like Venusian and Martian energy happening right now, like feminine versus masculine. And these last three songs kind of highlighted that. It was I Had to Keep My Circle Small by Bridget May Power, I Want You to Love Me by Fiona Apple, and The Pursuit of Happiness by Berries. Next, we're going into a song that talks about the aspect of art versus the artist as well in this axis. This is A Man Is Not His Song by Feist.
A man is not his song. A song is a promise. If a man is just his song, and the song is beyond us. How they make it up. Innocence in depilation. Eventually, it can let you down.
Than a melody.
Listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. That was Somnambulist by Nahiowak. They are an indigenous band from Edmonton. We also had Fire in the Driveway by Soccer Mommy before that. And then A Man Is On His Song by Feist to start that little block of music. So today we've been playing a lot of songs that have the themes of like activism and standing up for what you believe in and what's true to you and showing up for the people who are important to you. And there's also been an underlying theme of breakups and going solo and kind of like diverting from other people. So this last song is called Selfish, and it's by a band from Concordia. They're called the Chris George Project, and this is what we're going to end the show with. So this is Selfish.
Tried to look within, thought of every way I could have seen.
I took it on the chin. Now I wait for good love to begin. Where did you go? Where have you been? I hope you miss the way I touch your skin. You were going through shit, and I helped you out. It took too long for me to find out why you let my heart burn. 'Cause I wouldn't get love back in return. Now I gotta be selfish. I gotta take it back for myself.